Roots, the place to experience the goodness of God in the land of the living and culturally revelation, inspiration, and inspiration that will lead you to your personal transformation. Every segment of Shift will be filled with hope, humor, encouragement, and layers. And when I tell you layers, I mean layers, layers of faith. Why layers of faith? Because Jesus said in Luke 18:8 that when the Son of Man returns, will he find this kind of persistent faith in the earth? And I talked about that persistent faith earlier in the week about that woman, that widow in Luke 18, and how she was pounding to that unjust judge and she was demanding her stuff. You know, you got to demand your stuff. And not necessarily from the world, because like that unjust judge, they don't know God, they don't hear about God, they're not thinking about God or the people that are also a part of the kingdom of God. So you got to demand your stuff from the one that is influencing the people of the earth. You know, Satan is the governor of the air, the power of the air, and he's the governor of confusion and lies and doubt. But, you know, on Shift, we don't magnify the enemy. We just expose his tactics. And you got to be alert and sound and pray daily for wisdom. The word of God says, if any man, and I would say woman, lack wisdom, he says, let him ask of the Lord. So we have to ask of the Lord for wisdom, because we need that wisdom, the wisdom of God concerning his plans. You know, it's one thing to go in there with reasoning, but see, reasoning causes painful toil and too much exercise and works of the flesh. And we don't even have to go there, literally, because if we stay in tune with the flow and the frequency of the Holy Spirit, we are and we would be spot on for the things that God is calling us to. But I want to go right in this morning and begin with the morning word of prayer to connect with our God, because, you know, God is good. And you know that. I'm sure that you know that. At least I don't know where you are, if you're listening to me now or even for your very first time. But if you've been listening to me for some time and just having your own personal relationship with the Lord, no matter what you're experiencing, I want to also encourage you, know that God is good and that he is working out things on your behalf and that he does hear your petitions, that he hears your cries, whether if it's cries with tears naturally or whether if it's just the cries of your heart that you don't even have to audibly make, but you know that your Father, your Maker, your Creator, the God himself, he hears your prayers. So I want to go right in and just pray. We want to pray and welcome the Holy Spirit unto this segment. So I really just want to pray, too, for you. Let me just pray for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for every listener that is listening now or later on to this radio experience. I ask you, Holy Spirit, this morning that you meet each one of them at their point of need. Many have come into the new year with many grievances and things that have been unsettled in their souls. And I ask, Holy Spirit, in your word that you would perfect the things that concern them. Holy Spirit, only you can reach into the depths of their hearts to bring understanding, to bring security, to bring a surety, and just to make them know that you are there. I ask that you reveal yourself and make your presence known, tangible presence this day, that not only do they know of your presence, but that they actually experience your presence today. Holy Spirit, do only what you can do best. Go beyond airwaves and touch them. Touch every listener that is listening now, their hearts. Touch their emotions. Touch their relationships. As you said, that this is the year of the greater measures, and you started off saying that you would start even with marriages. Touch marriages. Bring understanding and reconciliation. Bring servanthood into those marriages and a smooth means of communication. touch every husband, touch every wife, touch the children and family members, whether they're in the households or in different locations abroad. Bring peace. I speak peace unto the listener this morning on this Shift Today radio experience. I pray that even now that they can tap into this peace, this all understanding. I say by the Spirit of God, settle down. Enter into his rest. Not only did their provision for means of having every need today, as God says that he loads you daily with his benefits, but there's also a provision of rest. Rest. Rest from your thinking. Rest from your toiling. Will you get a chance to just be today, the child, the creation of the living God, or your ministry, Holy Spirit? In Jesus' name. And so now as we go into the broadcast today, Holy Spirit, I just ask you to think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay and none of me and all of you. I call forth supernatural recall for everything that you want to bring out of the depths of my spirit that you have imparted through your word in the name of Jesus. If you agree with that prayer, just say amen. I love the Holy Spirit. I tell you, I don't know how anyone could do life without him. His ministry is so just spot on, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, where you really can tap into that rest. I tell you, I don't know about you, but I can really just almost have the next few segments literally as just a simple silence, because you know silence is even a form of prayer. It's a form of surrendering. It's a form of listening. Where God says, I wasn't in the fire, I wasn't in the wind, I wasn't here, wasn't there. I was only in the still, small voice. And just like when you take these moments like this to enter into the still, small voice that was there, that's part of the manna that he provides every day. The Holy Spirit really does speak to you concerning your situation. And brings revelation. He brings strategies. He'll give you strategies on how to navigate in your marriage. He'll give you strategies on how to navigate through your finances or through the things that concern you. He knows those things. He cares about those things because he cares about you. Jesus clearly left you in good care. He left you in the care of God in the form of the Holy Spirit. And what I love most about the Holy Spirit is that I know when he speaks to me and I know when he begins to share with you, when you settle down and listen. Because he said, which is one of the things I'm sharing about today, he said from Isaiah 1:19 is what I'm going to read from today. And it goes back to considering how you listen. But in Isaiah 1:19, how's this not showing up? Maybe because I got his name still wrong, that's why. Isaiah 1:19, it states, he says from the From Isaiah 1:19 from the Message. Matter of fact, 1:18-19 from the Message Bible. The first word says come, and then there's a period. So that already is a whole sentence, come. The next two words is a period also, sit down. So that's a command. Come, sit down. And I believe when the Lord is telling us to come and sit down, that's because he wants to talk to us. And it says from the Message Bible, let's argue this out. And he doesn't mean arguing like this is a shouting match. This means come and let's reason. Let's talk about this. Let's have a conversation. I want to hear your heart, and I also want you to hear my thoughts, my plane. He says, this is God's message. If your sins are blood red, they'll be snow white. If they're red like crimson, they'll be like wool. If you'll willingly obey, you'll feast like kings. But if you're willful and stubborn, you'll die like dogs. That's right, God says so. Another version of that is from the CEV version, the Contemporary English Version. It says, if you willingly obey me, the best crops in the land will be yours. The RSV version, which is a version that Moffat, it's called the Moffat translation, powerful. He was born in the 1800s. And he began to, he was in the beginning parts of the recreation, not changing it necessarily in the context, but remember when we read these different versions, those versions were to only accommodate the culture that they were presently writing to so that they could have an understanding to adhere to the Word of God. So here's a version called the RSV, the Revised Standard Version, which is one of the versions of the Moffat translation of where he had an opportunity to on his watch during his times to help revise the version of the Bible. And so he says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So we know the thoughts of God is for us to eat the good of the land, and the good of the land, the marriage land, the business land, the community land, the at your job land, at the increase in promotion land. And, you know, we have to prepare for those promotions because God says promotion only comes from the Lord. And too many times I have seen, and even I know from my own life until I've learned and constantly being transformed by the renewing of my own personal mind and well, my soul, same thing in my mind. And well, my mind is in my soul. And when God is saying, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So it's one thing to be obedient, because you could say, yes, Lord, I'll be obedient. He says, yeah, but now I need you to be willing. I need for you to get your faith up and activate your will to obey. And what I like also about the kingdom of God is that God never calls us to do something that he doesn't equip and empower us to do. So you can't even, you and I, we can't even obey God on our own. But what we can do is exercise and activate the gift of our free will. That's something that God will not do. God gifted us with the free will, but we can activate it. But then God gives us his obedience. He gives it to us. It's like he gives us his faith. He gives us his grace. He gives us his mercy. Well, he gives us a form of his obedience to obey him. And how do we do it? Like we do with anything else. The only way that we can operate and connect with God is by faith. So when we're not disobedient, or we see that our soul or our flesh wants to be entertained by philosophy and wants to be entertained by our reasoning and by all of our other ideals, then we have to go back to hearing the word of God so that faith can come to create a desire to believe that, yes, I can obey God. Now I can exercise my will. Now that's the doing part. The doing part is the faith part. So if you are willing and obedient, if you are willing to exercise and activate your will and listen to what I said about obedience is better than all of the sacrifices that you can make or try to do or think that I'm going to be entertained by, he said obedience is better than sacrifice. So if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Or in other words, I'll say this, you shall see the greater measures. because this is the year of the greater measures. But the greater measures will only be experienced by those who are willing to come, those who are willing to sit down, those who are willing to exercise the gift of their free will. And here's in this NCV, it says, if you become willing, you got to become willing. How do you become willing? By exercising your will. So basically he's saying, I have willed you to will my will. This has been my thoughts. This has been my plans before the foundations of the world. So I have willed you to will my will. That's what he did with Adam. Adam had the gift of the free will. Adam didn't have to choose sin. Adam chose sin. He chose to listen to his wife. He chose to disregard the first voice that he knew and that he was familiar with if Eve was ever created. I'm getting revelation now, even as I speak. Go back to the first voice before you was married. And I don't mean the first voice of your parents. Now, if your parents were godly parents and trained you up in the way that you should go, then that's the voice that you listen to, because that would still be the voice of God. But the moment that you experience God at whatever age that was, before your situation or life hazards happened into your life, go back to that voice. Because Jesus said that we hear his voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. And if you haven't heard that voice in a while, open up your Bible and begin to hear the voice of God, see the voice of God, and open up your mouth to read it so then you can hear the voice of God. It doesn't mean that you're going to hear the rhema voice of God, because the rhema voice of God is coming out of when you start thinking about it and meditating upon it. But you're reading the Logos word of God. That means the written word of God, and giving it a voice, your voice. And as you begin to hear your voice of the Logos word of God, then faith will be coming. And then as that faith is coming and you start thinking about and meditating upon the word of God, now you're going to get into the rhema word of God. That means you'll begin to see or hear beyond the Logos word of God that you are reading. And then you'll get that, like I saw something this morning, because I've been up, I got up, got showered, got dressed, got ready, and also to get into that Faith Builders Hub to give them their fourth day of the challenge. Tell you, if you have not gotten into that Faith Builders Hub, or if you need to do it again, tomorrow's the last day to close out. And this is the Faith Builders Hub 2.0, because they are having 21 personal videos. And I mean, it's deep. When I say get your faith up, this 21-day Faith Builders Challenge is going to take you to the next level. Remember, we're always growing to the next level. So it's not like, oh, I've done Faith Builders Challenge and I've already completed it. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, right. But then you're still not activating probably something that you've done. So guess what? You still, that was probably just an introduction for you. Now you need to get your faith up to get to the next level so you can get the promise. Did you get the promise? Or maybe you went into it the first time and you just really realized that you lost something, but you still didn't come out gaining anything or get the performance from the word. So then go back in there and get all that God needs for you to get. So I'm closing our Faith Builders Hub as of tomorrow, just to throw out this blurb, as of tomorrow to catch up to those first 7 days. And the catching up part is not that really not that complicated, because really if you take about an hour and just to come and sit down and do the journaling time, because every day is not a journaling day, and I've simplified the readings for the reading for my videos, my vlogs, then you can get in there and get all that you need. Because maybe the first time you lost something, some of you was exposed that needed to lose, and now you can begin to gain some things and get some strategies and revelation knowledge so that you can see now the performance of God's word. So if we're willing and obedient, we will experience the greater measures this year. And what a great day to kick it off. We're only in our 11th day. Every day the clock is reset. Every day could be Happy New Year. So it's because really the first 10, they're already gone. So don't become so bound by, oh, already I didn't do and I didn't do. Yeah, because you probably start off doing a lot of this stuff in the flesh. So today the clock has been reset and it's called today. And if today you hear his voice, and if you're willing and obedient to come and sit down and reason together and share him your heart transparently, because he already knows where you are. Share him with share with him your struggles. That's why this faith building challenge is so good, because it really brings you into the core of your soul, and we can go in strategically, the Holy Spirit and I, the way this thing has been set up and created, strategically to go in there into those little crevices, because that revelation knowledge is not going to escape me that I was getting, because he says if you're willing and obedient, he's going to show you the logos about, he said that there'll be greater measures in your marriage, greater measures in grace, greater measure in your community, greater measures. He's going to show you, but he can't show you until you decide to be willing. Willing to do what? To listen. He says, Proverbs 4:20, my child, listen. Listen to my words. Listening to the word of God creates the faith for you to believe. If you don't believe and you still have doubt, you're still struggling, the antidote is going to always be to go back to listen. Go back to the thing that he's been talking to you about concerning that. Listen to what he says. Get the faith that you need concerning marriage. There are marriage promises. So then if you start listening to the marriage promises, the faith will come that God said that he could do this in your marriage. He says, don't you believe that I can do this? The word, Jesus, the proof, the evidence. Don't you believe that I can do this in your marriage? He did it for me and mine and still doing it in mine. Why? Because I would have to be willing to listen to something different in my marriage. Hear what I'm telling you today. So whatever that might be willing, be obedient. Be the one that wants to receive and experience all that God has. Don't you believe that I can do this, Nina? And for those that are business owners or are called into the marketplaces to do things greater, don't you believe it wasn't just a vision that you thought that you wrote down on paper? I gave you the vision. I wrote out the depth, the height, the width, the dimensions of the vision. So I need for you to trust me in hearing. So now you need to get the trusting scriptures so that faith can come, so that you can be willingly obey God to trust him. Trust me, acknowledge me in all of your ways. Don't go ahead of me because you didn't create the vision. I've given you the vision for the marketplaces. I've given you the vision for your marriage. And maybe you have in your marriage or a relationship or with, maybe you have been separated from siblings, or maybe something is happening. I really feel like he's honing in today on relationships. Maybe something has happened that there's a separation. Maybe there was that good girlfriend or that good guy friend, and something happened. Well, there's scriptures called on reconciliation. There's scriptures on to forgive, not just let it go, or I'm going to shake the spot, or I'm not going to act like it never existed. No, those things need to be dealt with. Why? Because he says in 3 John 2, beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health. That's not just physical health. That's emotional health. That's relational health. That's social health. Some of you all just don't have good social health skills. Why? Because of relationships. Something has happened. So let the Holy Spirit take you in, and that's what this faith builders training is all about, to help you lose some things so you can also gain some things, because he wants you to prosper and be in good health so that you can, he says, even as your soul is getting along well. So if the soul isn't getting along well in the marriage, then you need to hear something. Something needs to be lost. Some pride needs to be gone. Some unforgiveness and some bitterness that has taken little bitty roots that's trying to grow and be a big mouth. Eventually, you won't be able to say, like Zerubbabel said in Zechariah 4, oh, well, who are you, so great mountain? Because now you don't have the courage, and now you don't have the strength, or the strength for the vision to cast those high thoughts down of you being magnified and building your own kingdom. We're not trying to make a boast about you. So that's why I say maybe we need to lose some things in the faith builders training so that you can gain some things. So as you gain some things, you can begin to rename some things by calling those things that be not as though they are. So God says, if you become willing to obey me, because obedience is all what scripture is all about. God was just looking to and fro for somebody to listen to him so that he could legally get involved in their situation, in their impossible, in their, the thing that you're not, that he said that you will be the father of many nations. You will be You will have a successful marriage. I created marriage to be good. I know how to meet your mate at their point of need, but I also need for you to be willing. I need for you to come alongside and come to me so that you don't come into pieces. Let me breathe peace into you, because this is the best crops of the land, my peace, my joy, my understanding of you, my whatever it is, my love, because it's the love that covers the multitude of the infrailties, of the incapacities of the mate, because the love that covers, it's the love that can reach them. It's God who is love, who knows how to deal with you, who knows how to uproot those things that the enemy planted that he never imparted when you were in a vulnerable childlike state. You could have been an adult but still in a childlike mindset with those old behaviors, but God is doing a new thing within a new creation that is in Christ Jesus, and he's doing it in you because you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and now it's time for you to reason together, to come and to sit and to exercise and to activate your will and be willing to become willing. You got to be willing to become willing. If you're going to become something, become willing. We talked about yesterday to be, but you first got to become willing. Become willing so that you can be. Become willing so that you can be. Become willing to do what? Listen. To come. Become willing to do what? Come. Become willing to do what? Sit down. And then he listens to you. God loves to listen to you. Maybe others did not listen to you. This could be your moment of breakthrough. Hear what I'm telling you. I'm telling you about the Spirit of God. Because I flow with the Holy Ghost. It's been him talking to you all this time. I'm just the vessel. Clearly, just the vessel. Come, Willie. Come and sit down. Your prior years, days, moments, they do not have to look the same. Let this be a D-Day today, the day of a decision. The number 12, January 12th, biblical number 12 means order. It means authority. Make the decision today to become willing. Tomorrow, starting tomorrow, we're going to make an agreement, point of contact, wherever you are listening now or later on to my podcast on this radio experience. Make tomorrow the activation that you're going to be a believer that is in a child's place. That's also one of those days. We haven't gotten there yet. They're only in day four. Stay in a child's place. Something happens when you stay in a child's place. There's benefits in a child's place. When I was at home, there was a lot of benefits. I didn't have to do the work. I didn't have to do all of the paying the bills. I didn't have to think about where my next meal was coming from. That was the parent. That was what my mother thought about. Praise God. Thank you, Mom, if you're listening now, for what you could do with what you had. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Because you did it. And you did it for what? The only with what you had. Thank you, Mother. I want to publicly acknowledge that with my mother. And I thank you, Aunt Audrey, for coming alongside, if you're listening now, because I don't know who's listening now, but coming alongside of my mother as God in the flesh to help us. Thank you. I want to thank my prayer partner, Connie, for God putting us together for such a time as this. Thank you. I'm so grateful because I'm the woman that I've become, even in the midst of those whose hands and care was that I was in through their infrailty. This is nothing but what you're seeing and experiencing when you come on here with my transparency. This is nothing but you're seeing someone that has decided a thing. I've decided to become willing. I'm no different, and God is no respecter of persons. But until you're ready to get to the next level, it won't happen until you are ready to become willing. And that's all that I believe that I needed to share with you today. The decision today. Let this be the D-Day. that you are willing to become willing. You are willing. Make this your first and only declaration today. And by the Spirit of God, when it strikes midnight tonight, wherever you are listening, in whatever state you might be in, tomorrow is the day of the believer's authority. Because Jesus says he left you with authority. Size your authority. The biblical number for 12 is order and authority. Be released from control and exercise your authority over the enemy, not over people. We cannot control people. That's why he said self-control is the fruit of the Spirit, not people control. I love you. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for making this mission possible. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you brightly and enlighten you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart in Jesus' name. Also, be reminded that this day is the last day that we will be on Blog Talk Radio. We are moving forward to Spotify, and we are moving forward to iHeartRadio. You will find all the details. Stay connected on the app. The app is where you're going to find all the information, or at Shift Today Radio, you can click on where it says resources, you see radio, and you will find me there live. Look for it on your app. If you don't have the app, re-download the app, because we had some challenges with Google, but Apple's just been fine. So if you haven't downloaded it, re-download it for Google, and if you got it, great. Look for me live on Spotify and also on iHeartRadio. We're moving forward, and this could only be possible through our legacy partners. So I thank you, and God bless you, and enjoy your weekend. Tomorrow's the last day for the Get Your Faith Up Challenge. You can also go to the app and click on Get Your Faith Up. Instead of it being $40, I'm opening it up again, and it's closing tomorrow for $21. And when you see the content and when you see those live videos, this kind of content for a dollar a day, and then you are getting your faith up and you're learning and growing beyond crazy capacities, then, hey, once again, you're becoming willing and you're becoming obedient. I love you all. God bless you. And it's been a blessing for many years. We've been on Blog Talk Radio, I think, now for 7 years. But now we're moving forward to the greater measures of what God is going to do through Shift Today Radio. In Jesus' name, amen.